I'm Kelly Ellers.
I'm Jeffrey Lennon.
And this is Volume Up by The Tees.
Introducing Nyx Sense and Beauty, where innovation meets indulgence in hair care perfection. Harnessing the power of nature's bounty, their eco-friendly ingredients and formulas are meticulously curated to cater to your unique hair care needs. The brand is a testament to the expertise and dedication of industry luminary Nyx Stenson. His vision to redefine excellence in an oversaturated market crafted a focused and compact product line where every item shines. With color-safe, cruelty-free, vegan, and gluten-free formulations, elevate your routine to the epitome of luxury at NyxStensonBeauty.com and use Volume Up at checkout for 20% off your first order. That's Volume Up, all caps, no spaces. Check the show notes for more details.
All right, so an article by Women's Wear Daily in their Beauty Inc. publication, which I love. They're doing all of the things right over there. But an article caught my eye, and it was called Every Beauty Merch Launch from Glossier's Phone Keychain to Rhodes Phone Case. And the Rhodes phone case got me like, I've seen it and I think it's a really good idea.
I think it's a great idea. I thought, do you have it? Is that what you're going to reveal to me right now?
No, it's sold out.
Okay.
I don't have any Rhodes.
When you said got me, I was like, damn, they got you?
No, okay. I even talked about it with some of my friends. Like, has anyone seen this? It launched February 27th, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's basically a phone case where you can conveniently slide your lip gloss in the back because we need both basically our two food groups, which are phone and lip gloss at all times. And it sold out in 15 minutes, so no, I did not get one. Mm-mm.
Wow. I can't stand Hailey Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a surprise. I cannot stand. But I think this is genius. I'm all about like somebody at that market. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's great. She's not, in my opinion. You can come for me. I don't care. I'll say it. But love this. Like actually, legitimately. So that's why I was very excited because I thought maybe you had lucked out.
No.
Are there any other beauty brand merch items that you're into?
There's some good ones in here. I will say that I'm a huge Merit fan.
Chef's kiss.
Like most of my makeup is Merit. And so they have a beautiful signature bag that they've distributed 500,000 of them. So it's actually something that's not all logoed up. It's actually really cute. Mm-hmm. But there's some other good ones in this article because I think the merch game is hard to get right.
I agree. You can get it so wrong. And these brands, I mean, again, shout out to WWD for making this happen. They're doing it the right way. I feel bad for saying what I'm going to say. Mm. Not for what I said about Hailey Bieber. Again, I don't take it back. I'm such a millennial with my millennial pause. Mm. I love Glossier. I still like their merch.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for it. Like they got me.
Did you see the one in the article? Their cookie.
It's great. It's great. The cookie cutter.
Their brand's cookiebutterbomb.com, which I have a bomb.com in like every coat pocket, every crevice, everywhere. You know, they've got the cookie cutter and with it comes the Glossier G cookie, actual cookie cutter.
It's genius.
Which is really smart. It's cute.
I love it.
You're buying it.
I love it. No, I mean, I'm here for this. I mean, as you know, maybe the podcast listeners don't. I love merch. So if you do it right, you got me.
Got you hooked. Something else exciting in the beauty world is it's time for Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event. And I was checking it out. And honestly, I didn't realize that the discounts are 50%.
They're deep.
On some of their bestseller. That's real deep, right?
I mean, in these times, these trying economic times, let's be real.
I mean,
inflation, shrinkflation, a 50% discount is a 50% discount. I mean, so if you're an Ulta shopper, if you were to take advantage, and it sounds like you're going to.
Yeah.
Are there any items that are on sale that you're going to add to cart?
Okay. What I'm suggesting, and maybe I'll purchase for you because I already have one. Mm. And this is a great discount. It's actually $99 off. So.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
It is the Beauty Bio. And so it's basically if you've ever had a Hydra facial, there's this sort of like sucking mechanism that, you know, you're just like getting in there. This is an at-home hydration facial tool. And what's cool about it is it's got two compartments, one with the solution in it, and then it runs it through the device, and one with the solution after it's pulled everything from your skin. And you can literally see, you're like, I thought I washed my face really great.
Wow.
It's really great. So it's the Beauty Bio. I highly recommend.
Without looking this item up, I'm envisioning a water pick for the face, and that can't be right. That can't be right.
It's not, you're not totally wrong. There's a little bit of a suctioning and you just sort of drag it across each section of your face. And then you look at the compartment and you're like, look what I just did.
I mean, but that is satisfying.
I'm even squeakier cleaner than I thought.
All right. Well, I'm interested. If it came my way, I wouldn't be upset, but don't feel obligated. Well, I'm seeing on the list my go-to at the moment. I'm blonde again. I'm all about bond building. Mm. Olaplex's number 6 bond smoother is on the list. There's a deep discount. I'm going to be adding that to cart because I'm basically done with my current bottle tube.
I don't know. It's whatever you want to call it, right?
You all should make use of the sale. I'm just saying.
Head on over to Ulta. This week, we're talking with Janelle Stevens. Janelle is the founder of the world's largest Black-owned and female-led hair care brand, Camille Rose Naturals. Created initially as a means of curing the eczema of her 5 young children, which started on their skin and resulted in severe dryness of their hair, her brand quickly became proof of what a sharp businesswoman could accomplish when she devoted her time, energy, and resources behind something that she is passionate about. Make sure you subscribe, rate and review, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. Add Read the Tease and send in questions to volumeup@thetease.com.
Do it. Now let's talk beauty news. Our editorial team is deep diving to get you the inside scoop from trending celebrity looks to the newest products and the biggest events happening week to week. Let's talk hair, beauty, culture. First up, this is something that you and I both contributed to. So the article is the coolest hairstyles from the 2024 Oscars, according to the Tease editors. The Oscars have long been considered the crown jewel of award season, and for good reason. It showcases Hollywood cinema at its very best, bringing the glitz and glamour that we all just can't seem to get enough of. Such was the case with the 96th annual Academy Awards, which took place at Los Angeles Dolby Theater on last Sunday. Hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, this year's ceremony was a star-studded affair, filled with heartwarming speeches. We're looking at you, Davine Joy Randolph, dazzling musical performances, obviously Ryan Gosling, and even, believe it or not, I'm sure everybody saw that, on-stage wardrobe malfunctions. Despite all that took place at this year's show, we must admit that the incredible hair looks from the night are what we really care about. Our favorite stars and their glam teams truly did save their best looks for last, and from chic, side-parted styles and bobs in all forms, micro, baroque, tousled, to ultra-sleek topknots, we were blessed with so much amazing hair inspiration. Naturally, the Tease team could not resist sharing a few of our top picks with all of you. Head to thetease.com to look at our favorite hairstyles, the coolest looks from the 2024 Oscars, handpicked by our editors. Obviously, people can get our picks, so we're not going to talk about that. That's boring. Go to the site. The trends. What did you see? Were you into what you were seeing? Were you happy about what took place on the red carpet? I mean, you had a favorite, you shared it, but let me know.
I did. You know, for me, it was, you know, bobs came out swinging, right? In every length. So I love a good, sleek, beautiful, like jawline, sharp bob. Mm-hmm. So I think anyone that can pull that off, beautiful.
Shout out to them.
We saw a lot of top knots. I'm not a fan of the tousled top knot that looks like you just sort of got out of bed top knot at a red carpet. It's just, I need something.
Are you talking about Emily Blunt?
Yes. I mean, she's stunning and beautiful and wonderful and lovely, but
one of our editor's topics.
That was not my topic. Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
Anyway, so those are the trends there. And I also want to give a shout out to some of the recipients because for the first time, I actually heard shout outs to hairdressers, stylists, makeup artists in a very intentional way. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I was here for it.
Same. I mean, the show was boring. The hair was sometimes exciting, but I did appreciate the shout outs to the pros that make this whole thing go around. So yeah, that was fun.
All right. Mivana is making a case for a new hair typing system that takes a 3D approach to analyzing hair. Last month, the beauty tech company debuted its definitive Hair ID hair typing infographic and the definitive healthy hair guide, understanding type, texture, and condition, which together makes up a new updated hair typing system that allows consumers and pros to identify their true hair ID rather than just their type or texture. That's a mouthful. But spearheaded by the company's chief hair officer, which I love that title, and head of R&D, Robin Groover, Mivana's new system shifts hair typing from 2D to 3D, incorporating all dimensions of our unique hair characteristics to provide comprehensive insight into our hair's present condition, its transformative nature, and its unique needs. Head to thetease.com to learn about the new tech and how it can help you in the salon. So, Jeff, I don't know much about hair typing. Do you?
I mean, I'm familiar with the chart.
Okay.
And so they sort of get into this in the article. So if you're not familiar, we're going from essentially 18 combinations or possibilities for hair typing to over 972 based on Maivana's work. So this is incredible. And things that are covered here are type, texture, condition, porosity, elasticity, and density. Mm. So again, they're offering way more when we're looking at what hair actually looks like. So I just think this is so incredible. I'm glad that tech is being used for good.
Same.
We've said this before. Why not put science to work for us instead of against us?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is incredible. So shout out to people that have had quote unquote problem hair that can now understand its needs better.
Mm.
This is an opportunity for product development to satisfy working with all of these things. So, I mean, I'm so excited for them. This is, I think, the best of what our industry can do. Thank you so much to our wonderful editors for this week's beauty news. And don't forget to check out more stories on thetease.com.
Next up, my interview with Janelle Stevens of Camille Rose Naturals.
Are you a hairdresser ready to take the next step? The next step in your skill set, book building, and dare we say, your profitability? JCPenney Salon is here for you. A better future awaits with premium commissions, flexible schedules, ongoing education, medical benefits, and a support system you can't find anywhere else. Sound too good to be true? That's because JCPenney Salon is the perfect opportunity for you. JCPenney Salon is looking for stylists willing to take charge of their career, someone who is excited and ready for their future in the beauty industry. Apply to JCPenney Salon today at jobs.jcp.com or at the link in the show notes. JCPenney is not your first or last job. It's your career.
Janelle Stevens is the founder of the world's largest Black-owned and female-led hair care brand, Camille Rose Naturals. Janelle and Camille Rose Naturals have been featured in Essence Magazine, Forbes, The Huffington Post, Women's Wear Daily, and awarded in 2023 with Oprah's Beauty O Award. Created initially as a means of curing the eczema of her five children, which started on their skin and resulted in severe dryness of their hair, her brand quickly became proof of what a sharp businesswoman could accomplish when she devoted her time, energy, and resources behind something she's passionate about. Janelle is a popular entrepreneur and lifestyle expert with her brand and name recognition in the beauty industry, seeing unprecedented growth over the last few years as she fully embraced her blessed fate as the face of not just Camille Rose, but also the entrepreneurship and natural hair care movement. Available nationwide in Target, Ulta, Walmart, Sally's Beauty, Whole Foods, Walgreens, and CVS locations, Camille Rose is also now a global platform with the brand being launched around the world, including the UK, Africa, Brazil, and Ireland, to name a few. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the beauty industry.
Absolutely. So I'm Janelle Stevens. My brand is Camille Rose, which is the fastest growing brand actually right now in my category, which I sit in like textured hair, curly hair. And my focus is ingredients. So ingredients matter with us. Ingredients is primary. And then I like to formulate with ingredients that are natural that deliver results. I started Camille Rose back in 2010, and I started it because I wanted to make sure that I was using products that were safer for my kids, myself, my family. My husband was a young resident back then. He's in a medical industry, and my master's is also in science. Okay. So I think it was a combination of everything. Me starting a new family, having a young family, wanting to make sure I was giving my children the best, make sure that I was using safer ingredients for myself and my husband. And, you know, that was pretty much it.
All right. Were you not seeing in the marketplace kind of what you needed from the category?
Actually, I thought that my children suffered from severe eczemas.
Okay.
And had all these allergies. And like I said, my husband would come home from his job and tell me stories about his patients who had like weird diagnoses. So I'm like, man, what is it? Do you think it's something environmental that we're using? on my kids' skin with their eczema. I keep getting these steroid creams that are not really, they're temporary.
Okay. Yeah.
And everybody's telling me you cannot use that too much or it's gonna scar.
Okay.
And so the things that I thought that I was using that said organic, it really wasn't after I started educating myself a little more on ingredients and products. And then the dermatologists and the doctors and the pediatricians would say the same thing. Make sure you're label reading your products. Whatever you're buying, make sure you label read. Okay. And I would just read the front of the label and not the back. And when I started turning the products around and reading the back of the label and finding that it said organic on the front, but it was only one organic ingredient in the product.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so it was at that point that I went on a quest for all things natural. Okay. And started educating myself, ordering different herbs, ingredients, and went to my kitchen.
Wow.
And played around with different formulas. Yeah.
Very cool. So you mentioned at the start, you have founded one of the world's largest Black-owned and female-led hair care brands. And tell me a little bit about the product lines there. What was the first kind of product out the gate?
Yeah. So my brand started with a skincare, of course. I had everything from the body creams, wet body souffles, to diaper rash creams.
Okay.
And then I expanded it, of course, to hair, to shampoos, deep conditioners, moisturizers. I even went into home products. Okay. Now, this was before I even had a name for my company. I was just doing this for myself. And I didn't even set to sell the products.
Okay.
I just played around, loved them, used them, gave them to my family and friends, and then kind of threw up a website. And so the shampoos and the hair products really, really took off.
Okay.
Yeah. So I led with that.
Okay. And then now from a distribution perspective, where can you find the products?
Oh, Camille Rose, we're everywhere.
Yes.
We're in all of the big box retail stores. I started with Target. It was my home base. I took 105 stores there because my products are all handcrafted.
Wow.
That's where I get the handcrafted with love. So yeah, I was making everything. Even before I got into Target, my website, everything was custom made by me.
Wow.
And when I met a Target buyer, kind of told him my same story. I didn't even know it was a Target buyer.
Oh, wow.
He was interested. And I think back then, people were searching for natural products, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me educate myself on what I'm using. And, you know, I want to use things that are more natural, not just me. The whole world was like studying at the time. And I kind of told the buyer for Target my story, not knowing he was a buyer, and he became very interested.
Wow.
And I had a meeting with Target initially, and I'm like, okay, I am comfortable with 105 doors, but I knew nothing about a manufacturing laboratory. I knew nothing about that. I just said, okay, let me take 105 doors and I'm going to hand make all of them.
Oh my.
And I did that not really knowing what the world I was getting into.
Okay.
Because I'm a mom. I didn't, you know, this is just my creation.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of took off organically. And there I am. I turned my kitchen into a laboratory. I was in there for an entire year making all of Target's products, and it wiped me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the brand continued to grow and the artists started coming in, I said, okay, of course I got help with my family. Like, y'all got to help me make these. And so I said, I have to figure out how to get a partner, a laboratory that believe in the same things that I believe in. And that would, you know, take me on. So I started to do my research on what that would look like. that was all new to me as well. I got a lot of no's because Camille Rose is, we call ourselves the gourmet foodie brand. So we use food grade ingredients in a lot of our products because my belief is if it nourishes the inside, it should nourish the outside, you know?
Right.
And so I stood on that, and the laboratories did not want to take on a kitchen chemist, which is what I call them.
Okay.
They're trained chemists. Somehow, some of them got, a lot of them got offended, did not want me to come in there and show them how to formulate something.
Okay.
They were like, listen, you don't have to use these ingredients. This is food. And we have synthetics here that'll do the same thing. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And they were like, my grandmother used these products and she lived until she was, you know, I got all of that. And so I had to search and search and search until I found somebody that believed in the same thing that I believed in, that wanted to help me grow, the brand grow, and take on, you know, my ingredients.
How long did that take from start to finish to kind of find that it took off in Target and then the manufacturing process and finding a lab?
I'm going to say, from start to finish, I'm going to say a good year.
Okay.
For me to really land on somebody.
Okay.
So when I first started searching, I got somebody to, that would allow me to use their tanks.
Okay.
So I can create in larger batch sizes.
Okay.
But I still had to order every ingredient, have it sent. You know, they didn't do that. I had to order everything, all my almond milk, all the coconut milk. I had to order everything in bulk, send it just so I can use their tanks.
Oh, wow.
I was in Target and made no money because, you know, I had to pay for all of this stuff. And I had to pay him to utilize his equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that a good, I'm going to say a year. And then I finally found somebody that, okay, no, let's work together.
Okay.
And the chemist I found, I'll go back. I found a laboratory that I thought was right. And then as soon as me and the chemist kind of connected and we started having meetings before I even placed the order.
Okay.
They ended up going under.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, oh, my God. But I had a great connection with the chemist to the point that she was like, you know what? I'll start my own lab. And so we teamed up. And as I grew, she grew.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. You found a perfect match.
Yes.
How do you come up with some of the formulas and test them for future products and developments?
It's really organic. So it's really what I am into, like nutrition-wise.
Okay.
Like I said, if it nourishes the inside, it can nourish the outside. Our latest product launch was our sea moss collection. And I was really into sea moss and putting it into my shakes, protein shakes every day. And so, man, sea moss has 92 minerals for the inside. What can it do on the outside?
Yeah.
So that's how I start with everything. My coconut water collection, my honey hydrate. So yeah, it pretty much just comes to me. I'm really into fitness and healthcare overall.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's, to me, being natural, wellness and an organic person is 360. Like it's mind, body, and soul. It's everything. It doesn't just start at your hair.
Mm-hmm. What is your all time favorite collection or innovative product that you thought, how did I come up with this?
My honey hydrate.
Okay.
That's made with real honey. I remember going through the Starbucks line. So in that collection, it's three leave-ins. So it's the honey hydrate,
okay.
It's the latte leave-in, and it's the herbal tea.
Ooh.
And I was going through So the Starbucks line, I think it was around the holidays. And you know how Starbucks comes up with every holiday, like their specialty drinks. I was, you know what? I want 3 leave-ins. And I want like a honey hydrate leave-in for your hair that really hydrates the hair because honey is naturally hydrating. Mm-hmm. And then I want a latte. It's kind of like a cream base, gel and like milky formula. So that's how I came up with latte. Okay. And then I was like herbal tea. I want it to be all like made with oils that really smell good. You can use it on your hair and your body.
Okay.
So that's how I came up with that. Yeah. So it's kind of just, it just, whatever I'm into and whatever is moving me at the moment.
From an innovative approach, I mean, your products have, obviously they serve from a hair care perspective, address specific needs within the textured hair care community. What are those needs and how is your brand really the solve for those?
So moisture.
Okay.
That's number one. Camille Rose is moisture rich. And when you have like curls or a lot of texture, you create oils from the scalp, but it as soon as it goes down to nourish the hair and the ends, a lot of times if you have ringlets and curls, or it breaks.
Okay.
So you have to substitute and find something that would help you keep your hair moisturized. So moisture is the number one need in texture and curls. And when I say texture, I'm even talking about if your hair is straight, which you have a lot of it,
right?
You know, like all of that moisture is key.
You talked about how the products aren't only for curly and textured hair. How do you ensure that your products cater to a diverse range of hair types and preferences?
Well, we show it on all of our platforms. And then I make sure in my collections, I have products for that addresses all different hair types and textures, whether if you are needing your like alopecia or hair loss hair, like we have our rosemary oils for that. We have our castor oils for that. Deep conditioners. My number one deep conditioner is the Algae Renew deep conditioner. I formulated it with the blue-green algae vitamin. Mm. And that vitamin stops the hair from shedding, breaking, and thinning on contact, the natural way. And so I think that we all have those different needs, you know? And so the shampoos are my shampoos. It's infused with ginger. So just go through my collection, read through the ingredients, and then just find what will work for you.
I love it. So you mentioned texture. Recently, as we all know, there's been new legislation in New York for textured hair education. And how does Camille Rose plan to support this legislation?
Education is first and foremost, of course. You know, we have the end of 2024, hopefully 2025, Camille Rose, our brand, can lead the way, go into the schools, introduce our products to a whole different audience, educate them on what's in our products, the ingredients, what does each ingredient do, the end result, how do you create a curl if somebody doesn't have it? How do you define a curl that people already have? How do you embrace or teach somebody how to embrace the texture that they were born with? You know, they may have a curl pattern, but they hate it because it's a little frizzy. Well, this is what you use to like calm the frizz.
Got it. Yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, education is key.
I really didn't know it was a category or section just for textured hair. I mean, you kind of knew it growing up. I guess you knew it because you shopped it, but you didn't really think about it. Like, wait, where's my product sitting?
Right.
In this certain category or this certain space, you really don't realize it until you stop and think, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I'm formulating with honey and peppermint. I really didn't know that was for a certain type of texture. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I have shampoos for everyone. Who doesn't love home
Yeah.
When they wash their hair. Who doesn't love herbs when they use their conditioners? You know?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the demand of natural textured products. Are we gonna see this category expanding?
This category is leading. It is leading. You have so many people in all cultures that is embracing their natural beauty. They're embracing what they're born with. Gone are the days where you have curly hair and you're like bending over the ironing board trying to iron them out. The curls, like, gone are those days. Like, people are rocking their natural. They know how to rock their natural. They know how to style their hair. And different is in.
Yeah.
Different is beautiful. Different is amazing. People are embracing what looks different nowadays.
Amazing. Yeah, we love it. And for anyone listening and they're like, wait, I've got some ideas. They might call themselves a kitchen chemist too. How do they get their brand out there? Where do they even start if they have an idea like you did?
You start with social media.
Okay.
And you start with investing in your idea and Google. You start with Google. Again, for me, I didn't know anything about this industry, but Google was my best friend. And Google can be anybody's best friend for any type of business that you're interested in. And then you start with yourself because you have to invest in yourself. You have to, you know, do the work.
Yeah.
Put the time in. Step outside of your comfort zone. You have to figure out how you want to grow, how fast you want to grow, and be okay with just that. And then be okay with the wins and the losses and the good and the bad and just the organic growth. So you start there.
All right. And how has social media helped lay a part in your company growing?
Social media is extremely important to the brand because it helped a lot. It helps with organic growth. We really lean into it because that's the place that we can reach tons and millions of people, right?
Yeah.
On social media for a little of not a lot of money. And we can reach different cultures,
mm-hmm.
different demographics, you know, and it's fun. It helps too with brand awareness. And when you see, okay, other people using your products on social, and it's just a really important tool, I think, for businesses and a business community.
Got it.
And social community, a community where you can raise awareness for yourself and your brand. So it's very important to us.
Great. Got it. Talk to me a little bit about the future of the brand and where you're headed in 2024 and 2025.
So it goes back to the beginning of the podcast when I told you that Camille Rose, I started with skin and I have Camille Rose home. And
yep.
Listen, I have a notebook full of formulas that I want to get out there to everybody. And I want to sit in every category in the retail stores. Like, it's needed. And I don't really think that there's one particular brand that kind of does it. It's a few that is close.
Yeah.
I consider myself as the Black Jessica Alba with the Honest Company. I mean, she started, her kids had a reaction, so did mine.
Yep.
You know? She created her brand because of it. So did I. She was just Jessica Alba. I'm just Janelle Stevens in the house, the mom. You know, she was able to grow a little faster, you know, than me and then had more money to do so. But it's the same. Like, Camille Rose is the same. Like, we want to be in skin. We want to be in face. We want to be in the category in the retail stores where you buy your laundry detergent,
mm-hmm.
Camille Rose baby. So that's my goal.
I love that. All right. So we're going to move on to a little section we call the Tease Quick Takes. If you're ready, I'm going to rapid fire a couple questions at you.
All right.
All right. What was the most unique style or fashion trend that you ever embraced?
The unique, the hair or just clothes? Anything?
Anything. Any trend that you look back and go, oof, I did that one.
Oh my God. I'm going to say the mix match tennis shoes. One yellow, one blue.
Oh, I love it. What has been the worst haircut you've ever had? And when did you have it?
It was called a mushroom and I was in high school.
Yes.
You remember that? I don't know if you remember that. So the cut, you cut like a bob at the top and you leave like it longer in the back. The worst.
Anything. The mushroom haircut sounds kind of dicey. All right. Who are your must follows on Instagram?
My must follows right now, of course, I follow Jessica Alba. I love her. I love her company. Love her vision. Who else is my must follow? I can tell you right now who I'm really into in the beauty space. I love how they launch their line, and that's the Gen. She's a Gen Z. It's a Rogue Beauty. Justin Bieber wife. I love how she's marketing her campaign. Yeah.
Yeah, she does a great job. Imagine you could teleport anywhere. Where would you go right now?
Where would I go right now? I'm going to say Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like a good one. Love it. So thank you so much for joining us today. Super insightful. If you don't know or haven't checked it out, head over to CamilleRose.com for all of the product selections, or you can shop by type, hair type, and also ingredient.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. I mean, what an interesting entrepreneur. I mean, starting in her literal kitchen to, I don't even know how many doors she's in right now from a retail perspective, but dang, the hustle is real.
I mean, shout out to her for making all of this happen. What a story. And I mean, Women's History Month, we're making shit happen. Love to see it.
Love to see it. Be sure to hit subscribe, rate and review, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at Read the Tees, and send in questions to volumeup@thetees.com.
Volume Up is a Tees Media production. This episode was produced by Monica Hickey and Madeline Hickey. Brian Daly is our editor and audio engineer. Thank you to our creative team for the custom Volume Up theme song and for putting together the graphics for this episode.